that are watching it, that when people go to a show, as much as they want to feel like their existence is validated, that they're seeing something that they, you know, they paid to see something that they maybe wouldn't, that they paid to see something that can be, that's worth the price of admission. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved people like David Bowie and Prince and artists that can change so effortlessly and the music that they're making at that time be a reflection of that persona. And I think as well that it comes a lot from knowing that the music that you're making should say something about you that maybe you can't say in words or through physical expression in your day-to-day life. And I always kind of wanted to, I think the older I've got, the more I've lent towards that idea of performance. Like certainly when the 54s were starting out, I do remember kind of people being like, oh, you've got a really strong stage presence as a band, and kind of always being interested in that. And my family as well, we're kind of all quite performative people, certainly my brothers and I, and that's always been quite interesting to me. And I kind of wanted to not have it, I didn't want Alexander Valentine to be another band, because I wanted it to kind of be, if you could combine a bunch of aspects of different people, both their good aspects and their bad aspects, and put it into one person, what would that look and sound like? And I think that for a long time I had the name, because it's my middle name and it's my father's middle name, and I wanted it to kind of be a contraction of that, of kind of an intergenerational thing as well, where it's kind of like I'm pulling from the past but I'm also pushing forward. And I think that there's more to build up the visuals more and more in line with it. And I think that when you're making music, it's great when you're in the moment of making it, but it's how you kind of the presentation of that, as much as any musician would be upset with how they do it and how it's presented, it is really important. And I have always been quite conscious of that, I suppose, and pulling on people like Bowie and Prince but also people today like Father John Misty, and even the way that Alex Turner has kind of, you know, morphed into different people over the years, that's really interesting to me. And I think that that's what has given a lot of artists a springboard to have really good music careers and be history. And I just kind of wanted it to be like, I said it earlier as well, I think it's like if I could just push all the faders up on aspects of my personality up to 10, how would it look? And the answer is Alexander Valentine. And I think it's kind of like I've got a strong idea of how I want it to look and how I want it to sound, and that is the difference. And that is exactly why I can't go to venues and say that, because that took me far too long to explain.
Yes, oh, I can imagine.
So now I just kind of maybe I should go into places and say, look, yeah, I'm Alexander Valentine, and because I mean it, I mean that. That's when I'm on the stage, that's who I am. But like when I'm not, I'm like, I wouldn't want to lie to people. But it's that's it. Yeah.
So just like yes, I am Alexander Valentine. I'm also Matt. But you can call me Matt or something like that.
Yeah, you can call me Matt. It's fine. Yeah, it's just that when you meet new people, it's kind of weird to give them a fake name, I suppose.
I can imagine, yeah. But then I suppose actors of all kinds have that as well, when you're known as like a certain character. So, sure. Yes. So yes, just think of it as it's acting, but it's also being another sort of like, but it's also kind of like acting out like another aspect of yourself.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that that's the goal with it, really, is to present it in that way, that it's like, well, this isn't like some contrived thing where I'm taking the mick out of of anything, or I'm trying to be something that I'm not. It's something that you develop and you want to just show another side to yourself. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But it still feels very much like it's mine. It's just that it's good to have that removal as well, I suppose. Like, I kind of like having it be like, this is the Alexander Valentine category, and this is where you are in other bands, and this is where you know this is your civilian life. And that was like a half answer, sorry.
Nope, absolutely fine. And you did mention you've got the single Villain is out now. Where can people get that from?
Yeah, so The Villain is out on all good streaming platforms. It is available now, and hopefully we can get a physical release soon, but that's really far away in the future. So it's on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere that you get your music from, you can get it from there. You can get The Villain from there. It's out now. Yeah, it's out everywhere. Yeah.
Excellent. And is there plans for more new material coming soon?
Yeah, so I want to put out another single. Well, I'm going to put out another single in January. That might be a double single. And then there's a few other songs that I would like to put out over the course of 2024. But there's a lot of live shows coming up, which is really exciting.
Oh yes, tell us about those.
Yeah, so I mean, we've kind of been over the spring and summer, we've been kind of like doing a few dry runs of shows and doing bits here and there, and we've been burrowing away in rehearsal studios. I think since the whole thing kind of started, we've not had a week off, which has been really great. And the next show is to kind of celebrate the release of The Villain is next Friday, the 13th of October, at the Finsbury. We're headlining that show with three other great artists, with Quaking Aspens, Harley J. Henson, and Sam Crow. So that would be really great, because that's kind of like down the road from our rehearsal room at the moment, and that would be really cool to just kind of get everybody in the room and really celebrate that. We've got about over the next 2 months, we've got, I think it's seven shows coming up, all over London, and hopefully we get to kind of come to Essex at some point, and around the country as well, because I know that there's irons in the fire for that as well. But the next one, the most exciting one, is next Friday the 13th at the Finsbury, which is a free entry show.
Excellent. Great stuff. And we are rapidly running out of time, but where's the place that people can go online to find out more about Alexander Valentine?
So if you want to go and find out more about Alexander Valentine, I am on all socials under the handle Ali Valley A. So do the at sign, and then it's A-L-L-Y-V-A-L-L-Y, and then an A at the end. So Ali Valley A. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I'm on it was Twitter, now it's X. I'm on YouTube. You can watch The Villain video on my YouTube channel. I'm on all good streaming platforms, Alexander Valentine. Look for The Villain, and yeah, see you at a show sometime.
Excellent. Great stuff. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today, Matt, and good luck with the shows, good luck with the new releases, and well, it sounds like we're going to be hearing a lot more from you over the coming year.
Definitely, Nick. I really enjoy talking with you, and I think that while I'm here, I like I said to you earlier, I think that what you do is an amazing thing, and I know that there's so many people that are grateful, myself included, for your continued time and commitment and passion for new music. And I think that really does give me so much confidence to know that you're always pushing new things. So thank you so much for having me, Nick, and I really appreciate it. And hopefully see you in the flesh soon.
Yes, would be lovely. It is of, and all this is what I'm here for. So very glad to be of service as well.
Nice one. Yeah, thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. And this is The Villain.
The business of good times, they never never come easy. I'm paying the price more than I can afford. The bags under my eyes are permanent fixtures. They shadow my face as I trade through the day. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything beyond every word you said. I don't think you're being all too fair. Maybe I don't want to know why I always feel like the villain. Been playing possession, and man, it's a long shot to think I can change the oldest of my ways. Yet I've always had a penchant for a screamer, like Manuel Lanzini in The Tightest of Space. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything beyond every word you said. I don't think you'd be in all too fair. Maybe I don't want to know why I always feel like the villain. Why I always feel like the villain.
It is the sound of Alexander Valentine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Villain. Many, many thanks to Matt, a.k.a. Alexander Valentine, for chatting to us earlier on in the week. That single is out now. And yes, they are playing the Finsbury in London this coming Friday. We'll be talking more about the next 7 days in gigs after I've played you this track from the chap who's going to be joining us on next week's show. It's Tim Evely.
On your side, turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now. Turn the light out, it's on your side, turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now. Hold me close, say you'll never let me go, tell me that you need me now. Turn the light out, it's on your side, turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now. Turn the light out, it's on your side. Turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now. Feel my heart beating from before we start, keeping us from being apart. Turn the light out, it's on your side. Turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now. Turn the light out, it's on your side. Turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now. All my life, waiting for the time to be right. I don't need a guiding light. Turn the light out, it's on your side. Turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now. Turn the light out, it's on your side. Turn the light out, it's in my eyes, and I'll let you know if I need you now.
Tim Evely and Binary here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM from his album A Record. Tim will be in the studio, fresh from his chat with us online a couple of weeks back. He'll be in to do a live studio session. Very much looking forward to having him in. Let's have a look at the next 7 days in gigs. And it all kicks off with tomorrow night at Edge in Basildon. As part of the latest Hippie Joe's night, you'll be able to see sets from Dead City Radio, Bloodline, and the slot Divided Kingdom. Divided Kingdom and Euphoria here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Catch them tomorrow night at Edge in Basildon alongside Dead City Radio and Bloodline. Moving along to Friday and at here in Brentwood at the Essex Arms, just next to Brentwood Station on Worley Hill at the SX Bar, you'll be able to catch Cut Capers, supported by some other good friends of ours, This Boy's Fire. We'll be right back. This Boy's Fire here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Catch them this Friday at the Essex Arms here in Brentwood, just next to Brentwood Station, where they will be supporting Bristol's Cut Capers. Should be a great night of music. Moving along to Saturday, and at the Spice of Life in Soho, you'll be able to catch a set from last week's studio guests, Dead Red Jets. The sound of last week's studio guests here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, Dead Red Jets. That track was entitled Werewolf. They did a version of that track here in the studio. You can listen back to the full interview in session on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website now, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs, which is also where you can listen back to all our other recent shows as well. Meanwhile, Dead Red Jets can be seen this coming Saturday at the Spice of Life in Soho. They'll be doing a live set on stage at 8:15. Meanwhile, over at Hotbox in Chelmsford on Saturday night is a band who are currently on a UK tour. Well, they kick it off this Friday in Guildford before moving along to Hotbox in Chelmsford on Saturday night, where they'll be playing alongside Longy and the Gospel Trash. This is the Kubricks. Chill with Nick is next.
You'll see us standing on the corner. They've got us waiting in line. You know they treat us like criminals until they get us inside. It's tacking to abuse, wrong shoes, wrong accent, rules that we can never live by. Your lips a bit dusty, mate. Maybe this isn't your night. Another sucker with a lovely face. I wanna see.
physical, and they cast their nets wide. But when the crowd becomes invisible, the crowd becomes shy. Now how can we refuse an old school bus up to even up the different sides? Your left looks a bit rusty, mate. Maybe this isn't your fight. It's not enough for the exhibition.
Kubricks and the Resistance here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. You can catch them performing this coming Saturday at Hotbox in Chelmsford as part of their latest UK tour. Longy and the Gospel Trash are in the support slot. Other events that are coming up over the next 7 days. There's an event called The Nightmare Before Halloween at 21 in Southend, where you'll be able to see live sets from Electric Cowboy Club, Inner House of Heartbeats. We've had members of that band on the show before, and also Petty Faze, who we've played on the show before. They're going to be all on the bill for that. And if there's any other events that coming up, we mentioned Loud Women's event a few weeks back. There's another one coming up at the Hope and Anchor in Islington on Saturday night, where you'll be able to see Maita, the Baby Seals, the Red Stains, Hagar the Womb, I, Doris, and T-Union. I don't think I can say that band's full name, unfortunately. But yes, it's Loud Women's 8th birthday party at the Hope and Anchor in Islington on Saturday night. If there's any other gigs coming up that you would like us to mention before the end of the show, radio@phoenixfm.com is the email. It is time for this week's round of Chill with Nick, and we start off with a vaguely seasonal one, Azo featuring Kadisma with Little Windy. That kicks off this week's round of Chill with Nick.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
Ava's rounding off this week's round of Chill with Nick. So you heard Azo featuring Kadisma with Little Windy, followed by Zinth with Pit Stop, followed by Creative with Red M3, then it was J Folk with Grey, followed by Byrocratic with At Most, followed by Producer Boy Brad with Dusk, Monomassive with Blue Dawn, and Ava's rounded it off with Sunrise. So I'll be telling you all about a big show that I'll be doing in London, which you can come to and help me raise some money for charity, after this, which I was going to play for International Coming Out Day by Ren Steadman.
In my throat from the words that I said, I'm biting my tongue so that I will say less about what's really on my mind. There's a heart in my hand as I empty my head. I thought on a page that I wish you'd read, cleaning out my old bedroom spines. It hurts to know you're not on my side. You might not agree with me, but I fought hard and my heart's heavy. Just know it's hard to be singled out by everybody. So if your God says we can't have love like this, then your God doesn't know what love really is. There's a feeling of hope when you see all the flags march down the streets by the people in drag. You aren't afraid to just feel free. There's a pang in my chest as I feel so at home, knowing that we're all here and that no one's alone, just everybody else and me. The tide will wash all our worries out to the sea. You might not agree with me, but I fall hard and my heart's heavy. Just know it's hard to be singled out by everybody. So if your God says we can't have love like this, then your God doesn't know what love really is. You throw every shot with precision and blame the things you say on religion. This isn't how the world should be, 'cause it's the goddamn 21st century. You might not agree with me, but I fought hard and my heart's heavy. Just know it's hard to be singled out by everybody. So if your God says we can't have a love like this, then your God doesn't know what love really is.
Ren Steadman and Love Wins here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. We're nearing the end of the show, and I wanted to finish off tonight with the launch for the next few weeks, ahead of a comedy gig that I'm going to be doing. Yes, I'm actually going to be having a go at stand-up comedy at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green on the 19th of November. So I just thought I would play a comedy track for you every week. I'm not necessarily always going to play it at the end of the show. It just, this track suits the end of shows, the ends of shows. So November, if you look up Ultra Comedy UK, online, I'll put links to it on the website as well. Then you'll find out how you'll be able to get a ticket to the event, and you can also sponsor me at justgiving.com/nickfunny. With all that in mind, the first comedy track that I'm going to play you is a bit of Monty Python and Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, because it just had to be done. Darren Mutu is up next with Reggae Revival. I've been Nick Field. This has been Curveballs. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with Tim Evely in the studio. I bid you good night.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. when you're chewing on life's gristle. That grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of spit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Argentinian polo player.